Opponents of the proposed initiative would seem to be strange bedfellows. Some Republican lawmakers who have long fought for water storage projects, environmentalists, and some farmers. Jay Ziegler with the Nature Conservancy says the measure is an attempt to misguide voters.
It is a classic case where people really have to understand this is not about high-speed rail. It's about fundamentally reordering water law and water rights in California.
The initiative would change what's defined as a beneficial use of water in the state's constitution, prioritizing domestic use and building storage projects for irrigation over every other use. Republican Senator Jim Nielsen says it would result in lawsuits and delay storage projects already under consideration for funding under the 2014 water bond.
We have something settled now, established and understood by the voters. We ought not delay this whole process. We have now divided some of agriculture, and it's a very unfortunate development.
But proponents say the money set aside for storage projects in the water bond won't provide the supply needed. Aubrey Betancourt is with the California Water Alliance, which backs the initiative.
$2.7 billion available for potentially developing water infrastructure and water storage and water supply projects is not enough. And so this initiative is about looking at how can we shift the priorities in our state to fully invest in addressing this problem completely.
Betancourt says they have about 25% of the signatures needed to qualify for the November ballot. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.